Right. Thank you. All right, folks.
I think so.
Thank you, Jilly.
Do I start then? Yeah. Well, good morning. We are thin on the ground, but we are here. And our message this morning is body. And yeah, I was going to say even before that we're a small body. There are mega churches with hundreds of bodies. And there's Christian brothers and sisters in the body worldwide, but we are all one with one Father. So it's wonderful to come here and worship together. So in a moment we're going to sing, "As we are gathered, Jesus is here, one with each other, Jesus is here, joined by the Spirit, washed in his blood, part of the body, the church of God." So I'll just pray. And Lord, as we've acknowledged, we're a small group this morning, but we know you long to hear from just one of us, bringing our worship and talking with you. So, Lord, we thank you, and we thank you, continue to thank you, for being able to use this facility in this pub, in our community, to bring worship to you. So we thank you, Jesus, and we think of those who are persecuted across the world, our brothers and sisters, who are not easily able to worship you in public, and sometimes even in houses. So we lift them to you this morning, Jesus. And we thank you for our time together. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we sing. Oh, it's Rita. Hey, we're growing by the minute. This is lovely. Lovely to see everyone. Let you get sat down. So, are you ready? Yeah. So, as we are gathered, Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
going to sing Lord for the years. Verse 2 says, Lord, for that word, the word of life which fires us, speaks to our hearts and sets our souls ablaze, teaches and trains, rebukes us and inspires us. Lord of the word, receive your people's praise. So let's praise him together. So we were thinking of you when we chose three hymns this morning, and that particular one talks a lot about us and our, so very appropriate. So God bless you, Jean and Stuart.
Right, let us come to our Lord in prayer. Lord, as we come before you this morning, we come to acknowledge who you are, to praise you, to give you the glory that is surely yours. You are a wonderful God. You are an amazing God. You are a loving God, and we come to thank you for you are the only living Lord. You, Lord, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we want to acknowledge your greatness. We want to acknowledge that you mean so much to each one of us. We love you. We wish to serve you. And we want, Lord, to be in your presence as often as we can. But the amazing thing is that you never leave us. You are always with us, and we thank you for this. And Lord, as we look at the world today, we can see that there is much going on which is not in accordance with your will. You want to see people living in peace, Lord, not in war. And we pray, Lord, that peace will come and that peace will reign throughout your world. We pray, Lord, for the leaders of the nations. We ask that you would give to them wisdom, that you would guide them, Lord, that the decisions that they make might be the right decisions. Decisions made in love for the people that they serve. So, Lord, we ask that you would hear this most earnest prayer. And, Lord, we want to thank you for all the things that we receive. We want to thank you for all the organizations and the individuals that help us, that serve us, that look after us in so many different ways. We thank you, Lord, for our police service. We thank you for our fire service. We thank you, Lord, for the forces, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force. We want to thank you, Lord, for all the organizations that serve us daily, like the National Health Service, the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, and so many others. We thank you for all the carers. We thank you, Lord, for all the people who wait upon us in so many different ways. We thank you, Lord, that we are fed well. We thank you that we are looked after in a tremendous way. And we want, Lord, you to know that we are thankful for the world in which we live. Yes, there needs to be changes, but Lord, we thank you for all that goes on now that is good. May we really appreciate all those things, all those organizations, and all the people involved. And Lord, we pray for your church throughout the world. And we pray, Lord, that the message of your love will be preached everywhere, that more and more people will come to know you, Lord, and your way of life. And Lord, we pray for our own fellowship. We pray, Lord, for Jean and Stuart. And we ask that Jean will get rid of that cold soon, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you would be a constant companion to Stuart. We pray, Lord, for those that sometimes come. Lord, be with them wherever they are. We pray for each other. We pray for Richard. We ask that you would continue to bless him in his ministry. And Lord, may he know that you are there for him at all times. We thank you, Lord, that you are the greatest healer of all. And we bring to you the problems that Richard has with his sight and his hearing, and ask, Lord, that you would be there for him. We pray for Jilly. We thank you, Lord, for the way that she leads us in song. And Lord, we know that you are behind her ministry. We know, Lord, that you are there working in and through her by the power of your Spirit. And we thank you. And we pray, Lord, that you would be also with Robert, and that you would be all that he needs as he seeks to serve you in so many different ways. We thank you for Brian. We thank you for all that he does. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful work that he has done in the Lunch Club. The Lunch Club is coming to its close this week. But Lord, we thank you for all that Brian has done to keep that whole group being served. And they have been delighted by what has happened. So Lord, be with Brian. Be with his family. You know the situation there, Lord, and we ask that you would undertake for them. And then, Lord, we pray for Deborah and for Graham. Lord, may they soon find suitable accommodation. We thank you for those that have given them a home for the time being. But Lord, we pray that soon they will have their own home. We ask, Lord, that you would help them find that appropriate and lovely home. We thank you for their faith, and we thank you that although through difficult times, they are with us. Lord, they may feel at times rejected, but Lord, you know the situation, and we ask, Lord, that you would fill Graham and Deborah with your joy, with your love. Let them know that there is a better time coming. So, Lord, would you equip them for their faith. And then, Lord, we pray for Rita. Lord, we thank you for the cataract that she had operation on Monday. And we thank you that she's here with us today, Lord. And we ask that you would keep her safe, Lord, especially in the early days of this treatment. May she keep safe as she drives. May she be happy. We're happy, Lord, that she is here and with us today. And we pray, Lord, for Sarah. We ask that you would be with her, that you would be with her family, with her friends, with her neighbors. And we pray, Lord, that you would be her healer, that you would be her strength, that you would be all the things that she might need. We thank you, Lord, for her generosity. And we thank you, Lord, for the way that she seeks to help people whenever she can. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue to work through Sarah, but also, Lord, that you would keep her strong, that you would keep her safe, that you would be the personal guest in her home at all times. Lord, we pray for Bruce. We thank you for him. We thank you for the way that he comes here early. We thank you also, Lord, for all that he has done for his parents, John and Margaret. And we pray for them and ask that you would be with them, Lord, that you would see them through this rather different time in their lives, going into a care home. And we pray that that might be the right home. And for Bruce himself, Lord, we pray that you would equip him, that you would be there for him and help him in all that he does, Lord, in your name. You know that he loves serving you. Be with him, Lord, we pray. Be with Eunice and myself. Help us, Lord, through this time. Lord, we thank you that you are our strength. We thank you that you are our joy. We thank you, Lord, that we've been able to overcome different things because you, Lord, yes, you, Lord, have been with us. You have been our strength and our guide. So, Lord, we bring all our prayers to you and we ask, Lord, that we may continue to be faithful in your service. May nothing hinder us from reaching out to you, Lord. May we be ready. May we be quick. May we be loving toward you. And may we work for you as much as we can. We bring our prayers in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
You switch off a minute. The recording, switch off a minute. There's just that there's a leak, and I'm concerned about the electrics. It's dripping through the ceiling to here. And I just wanted Bruce to check. I'm sure it's fine. But it was coming through quite a loud drip at one point. So, there's no loose wires, so it should be. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I didn't hear you. It's coming through there. When the rain's heavy, it's dripping. So it's all right. Good. I thought it was better to... I didn't want to say, oh, I should have said something when it was on fire. Thanks very much. Oh, we'll all get to heaven a bit quicker. Sorry about that, folks. So... We're going to sing a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And we sing that, and then we go straight into let there be love shared among us. Let there be love in our eyes. May now your love sweep this nation. Cause us, O Lord, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love that is real. Let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
I'm sorry, I put it on the right one, but it refused to play. Sorry. You'll get that.
Be patient, bearing with one another in love. make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
Amen.
Thank you.
So we're going to sing that wonderful hymn, "The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, Our Lord."
Yeah.
can't help but seeing that I've had a haircut. We stopped in Newton outside the bank, NatWest, and while we were there, parked, Eunice ran along the road to a Turkish hairdresser's to see if there was any room. And one of the men was just finishing someone. So she quickly got back to the car, drove me up the last little bit, and I got in there just as the seat was free. And it was amazing, really, because Eunice was parking the car and I still had my stick and didn't know what to do with it, but I put it quite near the hairdresser. It stood up, so that was all right. But when it was all over, he picked up the stick and gave it to me, and he helped me up out of the chair. And I thought, you know, didn't have to do any of that. But but it was nice to have that kind of attention. Now perhaps I feel a bit more tidy than I did. Right, so we come to body. And when I looked at the word body, I thought, well, the church is the body of Christ. And so that's where we are dwelling for our message today. And our message today revolves all around just three or four verses. I'm going to share with you verses 4, 5 and 6 that Eunice read. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. I think here we have what we might call the growth of unity. Paul gives us here in this reading 7 spiritual realities that unite all true churches. So if we're a true church, we will have those 7 spiritual realities that unite us with all the other members of the body of Christ. So that's number 1. The body of Christ. In other words, the church, not a building, but the gathering of all believers, which will also happen when Jesus comes again and he gathers the elect. Number 2, one spirit. There is one spirit, the very Holy Spirit, which dwelleth in all believers, is mentioned here because the Holy Spirit is very important to us in living the Christian life. To be honest, I don't think we can live the Christian life without the help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. the Holy Spirit living in us fills us with all that is good. The Holy Spirit gives to each believer at least one gift of the Spirit, which we are to use in God's service. Also, we are required to reveal the fruit of the Spirit. And you should know well what the fruit of the Spirit is, and that needs to be seen in our lives. It's not the fruits of the Spirit, it's the fruit. In other words, eventually we are meant to be able to reveal the whole fruit in the way we live our lives. Now, yeah, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things that don't seem very Christian-like at all. But, my friends, the church, the body of Christ, is the church of sinners. Sinners who by grace have come to accept Jesus as their Saviour and be his followers. But my friends, perfection doesn't come in one big go. Do you know what we might call a perfect Christian? Jesus was perfect, and we are meant to live a life which helps us to grow more and more like him. We haven't got there yet. No, no. That's why we make mistakes. That is why we fall from grace. So one Spirit. Number three, there is one hope of our calling. And this refers to the return of the Lord when he comes to take his church to heaven. In other words, it's the result of his coming again. That's something in the future. Number five, there is one faith. There is only one body of truth. I know Christians may differ in their interpretation of certain church practices, but friends, note this, all true Christians agree on the basics of the faith. We must. I know some who claim to be Christians who do not accept the whole faith. And I think that is very, very disappointing. I served for, I think, 14 years in my last church in London. We were all growing together, and the Spirit was doing a marvelous work. But since I've come down here, an American has joined the staff of the church leadership, and he does not believe that the Holy Spirit is given to people today. Now, that's not part of our faith. You know, my friends, there is only one body of truth. Yes, we may differ in various interpretations of church practices, but all true Christians must agree on the faith as we know it. And number six, there is one baptism. And I think here, friends, Paul probably refers to the baptism of the Spirit, because that is when the Spirit accepts and empowers us into the body of Christ. You know, our part in the body needs our being set apart for this great privilege, because it is a great privilege, isn't it? Think about it. Wonderful privilege. And we, I believe, are set apart by a baptism of the Spirit, which happens in our lives and which we cannot do without. In number 7, there is only one God, our Father. Paul likes to emphasize God as Father. And here we see marvelous wonders of believers in the family of God. For, as Paul shows, God is over all and working through all and in all. In other words, we are children of the same family, loving and serving the same Father. Isn't that wonderful? God the Father, the Son and Spirit, all are working in us. So how wonderful that is. This God in three persons, they are all working in us. So we see that what I would call spiritual unity is not something that we manufacture. It is something we already have in Jesus Christ, and we must protect it and we must maintain it. Do you know, truth unites people, but lies divide people. Love unites people, but selfishness divides them. Therefore, speaking the truth in love, we need to equip one another. We need to edify one another so that we might grow up to be more like Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? That's expected of us. We can become more like Jesus. But you probably feel we're far off from that at the moment. Well, we're not perfect, but if we accept the truth, if we live by the truth, then, my friends, God, Father, Son, and Spirit will work in us in such a way that we will find something happening that is entirely remarkable, because we will be transformed. And by the time we meet Jesus, we will be like him. We will be his faithful servants. We won't have any barriers between anybody. We will love each other in a way that we've never loved each other before. Isn't it wonderful? Father, Son, and Spirit working in you and me. We've got a wonderful God, and he loves us with all his heart. And I trust that we not only love him, but I trust that we go forward determined to be truthful in what we believe. We don't want people who invent their own idea of Christianity. We've got the truth. It's there in God's word. It's quite clear. My friends, may we allow God, Father, Son, and Spirit to work in us in a way that we have never seen before. God is wonderful. Amen. Lord, will you work in us in such a way that you empty us of self? All those thoughts that we have, all the things that are not of thee. When we get cross, when we're unhappy, oh Lord, take all those kind of things from us and help us to give our lives to you so that you can, Father, Son, and Spirit, work in and through us and make us all that you want us to be. And we will have great joy knowing that you can work in us in such a way that we can become more and more like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Julie.
Thought you might need it. So we're going to sing, Lord of the Church, we pray for our renewing, Christ over all, our undivided aim.
Christ over all.
finish with one of Bruce's favourites. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.